Oh, that's very strange.
Yeah, right, definitely very strange.
Well, you have to understand, we cover the entire county. We take hundreds and hundreds of calls, work hundreds of cases every year. And I'm looking at our databases here, and I see some phone calls that you made, but I don't, I haven't been assigned any of your cases. The last one I see was back in, like, 2018.
Elliot, as I recall...
I have a current one right now.
Yeah, Elliot, my recollection of the call that, you know, Sergeant Tunick was on, I don't think it was a long one, but it was more you were contacting him because of the open ongoing, one of the open ongoing cases.
Yeah, current.
And that he, right. And he was going to get back within 48 hours.
Correct.
Because you had already been waiting for somebody else, but that's why
I contacted Internal Affairs regarding the ones that I sent to pre-show almost 2 years ago. And then they told me those weren't filed as complaints. I needed to file them as new separate complaints that hadn't been investigated yet.
Okay.
So I did that, but I filed two complaints and they were merged as one, and they're completely different. They have different people involved, different witnesses, different victims. Then okay. They sent me to the PD saying that you didn't have jurisdiction. I argued that because I'd been around that circle 50 times before.
The primary new complaint, isn't that the Sweet Apple fraudulent document?
Yes. Well, it's both. It's both complaints were mishandled by whoever went in and wrote a cover. You know, I filed the two complaints. Not a single one of the witnesses or victims has been contacted. I haven't been contacted. So each time I called to check on them, I got a new runaround, and then I got to the...
What might be helpful, remember, and I don't have it in front of me, you had an email from the other day where somebody else, one of the other PBSO folks, had issued some report when he supposedly didn't even really talk.
That's what we're contact Internal Affairs about.
Well, right. But maybe pull that up so Sergeant Dudek can reference that.
Okay, hold on. Give me a minute.
The last thing I show with regards to Mr. Bernstein's name is that you called on August 2nd, 2022. There's no other, there's nothing else under his name in IA Pro. And it shows that you inquired about a pre-existing investigation. You had additional evidence to a previous criminal investigation, and you were advised to reach out to the assigned criminal investigator to provide the supplemental information.
Well, I've never had that opportunity, and here I've got on 9/29/23, we spoke with you. You were going to get someone back to us about it within 48 hours. On 10/12, we left a message for you to call back. On 10/17, we left a message to call back. And on 10/25, we got to Fran, and she said she'd get to you. And I appreciate your calling me back. I think the case I'm calling about now is the 22099659.
Tell me the date you called again.
I called you. We spoke on 9/29/23. Me.
9/29?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin and I spoke with you. On 10/12, I left a message on your voicemail to call me back. Mm-hmm. On 10/17, we both left a message on voicemail to call back.
Now, Elliot, on the 9/20, the only one that I recall directly, but I'm even a little bit, on that one, the 9/29. How did we get to Sergeant Dudek, or was he just being, because he was the, I think it's because he was the day sergeant or something, right?
That's who they transferred us to when we asked for internal affairs.
Because you hadn't had, prior to that, you hadn't spoken to him, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, all right. And we're following up on the, was it the prior IAE complaint?
This is a new complaint I filed. I faxed it in. Hold on. I faxed that in, and that was just a few months ago.
So would this be the one that started in relation to the real estate and the fraud on the real estate involving Sweet Apple, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, it involves that one and the one about Josh and Jake's illegal guardianships.
Do you still have copies of those? Because they were not received. They were not received here. Because as soon as they're received, they would have been entered directly into our case management system. And like I said, the last thing we have from you is from 2018.
Hold on.
They weren't received here.
Hold on.
So that's where the hang up is coming.
Well, I thought when we spoke to you on 9/29, you were able to access it.
No, the only thing I'm showing, nothing would change in this database. It goes back to the 1999.
Okay, hold on. I sent it in. I faxed it into you. Palm Beach Sheriff Internal Affairs Complaint, PBSO, case 2209. 9659. I faxed it on, looks like 6/20/23. And it's a complaint on Captain Moss.
Yep, that was never inputted here, so we didn't receive it. So that's where the hang up is coming.
All right, can I email this to you right now?
I'm just letting you know, in all likelihood, I will not be assigned the case because I'm transferring in 2 days from here.
Okay, but
Hold on. Where are you transferring to? Let him talk.
I'm transferring out of the Division of Internal Affairs, so I will not be doing this work anymore, so it'll go to whoever my lieutenant assigns it to.
Okay.
And now, the lieutenant, is that Sanford?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a woman, right? That's I think that's what Brand was referring to yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's kind of strange, Elliot.
That's all strange.
Yeah, because I wasn't on all the calls. What I'm remembering, because part of this started last year.
Yeah.
Right, with the real estate.
Correct.
When they were trying to take the sale after the false judgment where they're using a dead person's name, right, to take the judgment and get the sale on the property.
That's where it started. It was before the Pat Somm, they imprisoned her in the
garden. Right, now it's kind of blossomed into, got a whole new life unto its own.
Yeah, we now have kidnapping, basically, allegations. But, you know, Dan, I just want to say, my complaints involve multiple citizens who are furious that you won't allow them to file murder charges against judges and lawyers who are murdering their family members. And I've got a group of them who want to come in to Palm Beach Sheriff and sit down with somebody to take their information. Now, some of those people's parents, while they've been waiting for you patiently, have died. Another one just got kidnapped right in front of your face. If everybody would have been watching, I actually spell it out in my complaint what they're going to do to this 81-year-old woman, and they did it. And yet there's a sheriff who can't get my complaint straight. His circle jerked me around the state. I've been trying to get this done and hundreds of crimes are piling up. And citizens are contacting me to get to you. I have doctors. I have 7 lawyers that I put down as witnesses. You didn't contact any of them.
This is. Right, so I have to explain 2 things to you. Number one, those complaints were never received in internal affairs. They may have been received in a district somewhere else, but they were never received here. And 2, the internal affairs division does not investigate crimes. So if there's crimes that are being planned or carried out or have already occurred, that needs to be handled at the criminal investigative level.
You won't let us in the door. They won't let us in.
Elliot, let's focus on the information that got to the who it got to in the PBSO that then brought you to internal affairs because of what didn't happen with the information that you got to the PBSO. Because I remember the one call, which would have been 2022, I believe, on the real estate fraud part of it, which predates, you know, what's going on with the, you know, guardianship with Pat Somm right now. But I'm
explaining to you guys what you guys don't understand. Internal affairs does not investigate crimes.
I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to investigate why we're not being allowed to report crimes, meet with investigators, or have our investigations investigated by your organization.
Elliot, go specifically to who it was last year that you were reporting the real estate fraud to in the PBSO, which is, I believe, how you got to the internal affairs on that part because of what was going on with the PBSO. And I forget who that was because I don't have that in front of me.
Well, I learned that internal affairs doesn't do investigations. When I called maybe 2 years ago.
They don't investigate crimes. Internal affairs.
They don't investigate crimes. And I had reported to Preschel, who I think is the head of this thing. Do you know him? Lieutenant Preschel or something?
He's a colonel.
Colonel. Thank you. And I went there with other victims trying to get to this guy and report these people and tell them that we've had multiple complaints that have been, what I would say, criminally derailed by members of PBSO who are aiding and abetting in this murderous scheme of grabbing little old ladies and stealing their estates, which now has become a stain on the state of Florida. We have legislation going to stop this, but we can't get a cop to help us.
But Elliot, how about we go back? I don't know what you've got there in terms of the documents. How about we go back to who it was that we spoke to last year on the real estate fraud? Because I think that's how that part for that one got to internal affairs, and you were being told that you had to put whatever it was. You know, I don't know. I forget exactly what that transition was. Let's just stay there so we can focus on that.
Well, I just sent him the complaint that he's claiming did not get faxed to them.
I'm not claiming that. That's exactly what happened. That's why there's been a holdup.
Okay.
And have you ever reached out to just our non-emergency number? If you tell them you need a deputy at your house to report crimes, they have to show up.
I don't want a deputy at my house. I want to show up and meet with the deputy and have some other victims, and I have several witnesses who are lawyers, all willing to sit down in a room and talk with you guys so we can get it. You know, if we're filing crazy complaints, arrest us. But otherwise, put it in paper. I am telling you, these 2 doctors in Palm Beach, I have the phone call recorded.
Let's not jump. Let's not jump. Stay on the one that you just sent him. What did you email him? Is that the one from the...
You guys can go to any district office and request to speak to somebody.
Yeah, I've done that. But we have requested to speak to people, and they are refusing to meet with us. That's So I have several recordings of your officers, a Palm Beach County Sheriff, refusing citizens to take complaints of murder of their family members. And then we have some people like Skinder Hody, who has a complaint in, who has been waiting 7 years for an investigation. Nobody's touched his complaint. He brought an attorney to the sheriff, and they wouldn't meet with him. I mean, this is scary stuff. We're scared as citizens. And we're going to the press. And the last thing I want to do is put a stain on Palm Beach County Sheriff, because I really do respect the sheriff department. I just don't know what's happening here and who in God's name has the power to block these complaints and whitewash them. But whoever that is has to go, because little old ladies are getting murdered for their estates.
How about we focus on what you emailed him? Let's see if he got the email. Let's focus on the actual reports of how this got to the, getting direct.
Okay. Great.
So this is from when?
This is from 6/20/23.
Okay. Yeah, this was never inputted. Okay, so it's regarding the 2022 case.
It's regarding several cases, going back several years.
Let's stay on the 2022 case.
Okay, that's okay, but this complaint deals with several complaints, including the murder of my father, which is also still an open investigation, laughingly. But it also deals with the Psalms and what's going on there.
The one from 2022?
The one from 2022. And then it deals with...
I didn't think that Patricia Psalm hadn't started yet. So you're talking about the Psalm real estate part of it?
Correct.
Okay, because that's what I recall the most, because I recall... being on the phone with you, with the one PDSO officer originally, that did, remember how they got you over to the Boca PD?
Right.
And you went back and forth.
Right.
Let's try to tackle one thing at a time.
Okay, I sent you the same thing he's reading. You should read it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm just tired. I wasn't expecting the call at the moment. And I'd still like to have an interview with whoever. I'd like to meet with Rick Bradshaw or Preshow, to be quite honest, because this is reaching to the highest levels, I can guarantee you, because somebody's messing with all of these complaints. The last complaint I filed for the real estate and my children, not a single, you called one lawyer, the guy we are accusing of multiple crimes. He refused to talk to anybody. Robert Sweetapple. And the case was closed based on somebody going and looking at civil cases. And it almost looks like a lawyer is blocking.
What's the name? That's the one we had a lot of questions on. Who was the PBSO officer that did that? Because that would be, because remember, he's internal affairs. He's got to look at what's going on.
Well, he's got all the files. He's got all the numbers from this.
I'm just saying, who was that person?
I don't know off the top of my head. I've talked to 300 of these people. It's just a constant referral around, and we're not getting the complaints, and we got them, and I'll call you in a day or two. And it's just, and people are dying. And I'm sorry, Daniel, I am truly apologetic. I am stressed out of my mind over it. I'm supposed to have had a bypass 2 years ago because 3.5 of my arteries are clogged to death. But I'm holding off because I'm trying to help people, citizens that you're supposed to be helping. And it's so frustrating. I feel like I'm fighting with the sheriff department, and all I've been doing is trying to help people. And look, I'm exposing some true corruption in our courts. It's made national news. People are getting exposed. Some people are getting arrested. We just had Tracy Hudson arrested in Pinellas County, and the other one in that movie, I Care a Lot. You know, I mean, it's coming out. Britney Spears has brought a lot of light to it. Some other high estate net worth crimes are being exposed. But it looks terrible because, you know, John Picente for the Palm Beach Post did a huge article exposing all the judges and lawyers involved in it. And basically they shut down the Palm Beach Post. A bunch of lawyers bought it and blew off all the articles off the web. But I still have good copies of them. And he exposed all these judges. And we have people who are filing against them for the murder of their parents. Yet you won't docket it. You won't investigate it. My father was murdered, poisoned. You guys, go take a look at that case. I listed the number in here. So you have that. This is just colossal what's going on. Is somebody's afraid to arrest judges. I'm not sure why. And I'm not asking they be arrested. I'm just asking for a proper investigation and discharge of the people's complaints, mine included, where we get fair due process. Right now, if you go look at these, all the complaints I had earlier, which were erased by, I think, Panzer was his name. I'm not sure how much he's involved, but initially I was introduced to Panzer, and somebody, I think it was Ryan Miller, told me he was a Florida bar agent coming to witness one of the meetings we had where attorneys did. Oh, no, you didn't arrest them. They confessed that they forged my mother's trust to Palm Beach Sheriff, and then you didn't arrest them, saying nobody got hurt by it. Well, I'm still being hurt by it in the tune of millions of dollars, and they didn't get arrested by PBSO. You let them go, and then they got arrested doing insider trading by the FBI. And you still haven't looked in, and I reported that to Internal Affairs, and that's what I think I reported to Preshow, was, hey, this guy came in, and suddenly he's whitewashing every one of my complaints. All the information, he's taking people's testimony, they're coming back looking at your report saying, that's not at all what I said. And, you know,
how about Sam the Sweet Apple thing? Because that's the kind of the most recent thing that it's still.
Well, I have my kids, Kevin. My kids were put in. My kids, sir, were put into a guardianship as adults, as if they were minors. So there weren't even hearings held to check if they were competent or not as adults. That's such a violation of law. It's insane because then the guardian reached in and stole all their monies and left them broke. I mean, and you guys are just standing there with your eyes closed. Come on. I need help. People need help around here. And the failure is in the department somewhere.
I'd like to figure out how he doesn't have a record of the call. I mean, I can't say that I do kind of remember the voice. I'm talking about like a month ago when
yeah, 9/29, that call. Yeah, they have to have a record of it, or else somebody's intercepting my phone calls.
Yeah, like I said, we speak to hundreds of people every day. This is a large county, and there's only like 10 of us that feel complaints, so it's nothing personal.
Well, listen, I just want to...
I just don't remember it.
Listen, I just want to get this done. I know that the lawyers and judges who have been, murdering my father, ripping me off, and destroying my life for years because I invented some cool shit they stole. I know they got a lot of money that they stole from my inventions and have been using it to buy off people in courts and different complaints I've filed. But this is other citizens here I'm trying to bring to you as well. And they all have common suspects. Meaning, for example, you'll read through my reports, and Panzer worked with a guy named Brian O'Connell, probably one of the top dog names in law, like Murdaugh, if you've been watching that, in here in Florida, head of Catholic Charities, which is accused of stealing lots of homes from these people they're killing. And Panzer worked with them, and they fixed my complaints to make everything look like I was at fault or something. Well, Brian O'Connell just got suspended by the Florida Supreme Court for ripping off a guy's $250,000 trust and using it as his own money, making donations to people, taking tax write-offs. What did he get? A one-year suspension. Literally. This is how, what a joke. This is, and it's a stain because these are really good families. Like the Navarros, they're two doctors in Palm Beach. One of them's very famous. And her dad stolen from her, and we couldn't get you to act, and now he's dead. And I got to go to sleep right now every night with an 81-year-old woman who, if you read my reports going chronologically backwards, I just told you that the attorney that you didn't investigate because he didn't want to speak to you, so he politely declined according to the report, I said they're going to put this lady in a guardianship.
Focus on that officer. Who was that officer that wrote that up?
I don't know. Kevin, there's 50 officers on these reports.
I have the email here. I have your complaint. It's going to take me a little while to sift through all this stuff and discuss it with my lieutenant. And then we're going to have to go from there.
And I got to tell you, I'm scared to death. I'm going to get murdered here. My father's been murdered. Mitchell Hughem was murdered in my father's house during contentious things which were all reported to Palm Beach Sheriff prior to these events happening. And I think these guys right now, because I got them by the balls, these judges and lawyers, are going to kill me. So I hope you take that seriously. And I've got kids, small kids. This is not funny anymore. They put a bomb in my car. You can see that at my website. This is not a joke to me. This is my life, my family's life, other people's lives, and I can't get a meeting with the sheriff. I swear it must be in some other world.
Well, like I said, I just printed out everything you sent me. I'm going to sit with my lieutenant and sift through everything. It's going to take a little bit to get through all the information that's there.
So for practical purposes, because you're getting transferred out within, 2 days?
Yeah, it should be Friday.
So then... how will it work, you know, Sanford will assign somebody else and say, you know, Mr. Bernstein can reach out, you know, next week or something to see who's assigned or how
Yeah, it should be assigned out by next week. We get on any given day 10, 15, 20 complaints throughout the county. So as they come in, the lieutenant sifts through them and assigns them out.
Because what I was talking about originally, the real estate with Sweet Apple and that fraud there, that was pretty much, you know, hands down, straight up, you know, all you need to do is do some document checking. And I know that, my recollection is, you know, Mr. Bernstein was getting the runaround. First they put him over to Boca PD. Boca PD couldn't do it. It went back to PBSO, and then PBSO. Is that what went to the state attorney's office, Elliot? I forget what happened there.
Which one?
Focusing on the real estate, because there was specific. There was a specific criminal section under the Florida law that you were citing to them on, you know.
Yeah, no, they were supposed to send it to the Public Integrity Unit, which claimed they didn't have jurisdiction. Anthony Palmieri, who I'm also accusing, and several other people.
Let's slow down on the transition, because Palmieri is not part of the PBSO.
Well, they transferred it to him.
All right, so but who was doing that transfer?
I don't know. He'll
have
to.
With the public corruption?
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. So this is where I need to clarify, Elliot, because I wasn't on every call, and I didn't get that transition there. So the public corruption, who got you to public corruption, Elliot?
I don't know. It's in the reports. They sent it out to public corruption.
Right, but public corruption, I remember there was an issue there. Are you referring to public corruption within the sheriff's department, or?
I believe so.
I'm asking Sergeant Dudek.
Oh, okay.
Are you referring to a public corruption unit within the sheriff's department, or outside?
Public corruptions unit. That's run right out of the courthouse. we have like a liaison for that, but we don't have a public corruption unit. That's a state attorney.
That's part of the state attorney's office, right?
Mm-hmm. We have like a liaison to them, but that's it.
Elliot, I remember, I thought somebody from this state attorney's office public corruption unit was trying to suggest that they didn't have jurisdiction.
They did. They also sent it to the state attorney or something, a general.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's talking about something that's a branch of the state attorney's office.
Right, and then it went to Palmieri.
Right, and then I thought somebody was from Palmieri then sent it back to the PBSO.
Said that they didn't have jurisdiction, PBSO would have to handle it. And I got more of this runaround for 8 years. I'm serious, Kevin. I'm going to have a heart attack over this. My blood pressure is... Seriously.
Here's the thing. There's so many different threads to this, focusing on the one clear, simple thing, okay, that on the document fraud, right, which... The Internal Affairs can't investigate that, but my understanding is they can investigate if there was misconduct or something wrong with one of the officers that got assigned there.
Right.
So you gotta break this down into small, discrete things.
Okay, here's how small it is, Daniel. Every complaint of mine has been derailed improperly. We can go through it. I can show you. Evidence was manufactured, I believe, by Andrew Panzer with Brian O'Connell to derail several of them. My dad's murder investigation is still open, and funny enough, the sheriff's, according to the report I got when I FOIA'd it, the sheriff was waiting for the coroner to get back to him with the results of the heavy metal test they hadn't run. Well, when you look at the heavy metal test done on my 113-year-old father, although he never was 113 and still wouldn't be today, arsenic came back 3 times over the reportable level, cadmium came in over the reportable level, and then there was some environmental poison that was over the environmental level. Looking like he pretty much got poisoned to death, but I can't get anybody, even Preschul or anybody, to look at that and say, hey, why doesn't somebody look at the coroner report? Maybe we got a murder here on our hands.
All right. Well, like I said, everything's received here now. I have a lot to go through with my lieutenant.
Well, I'm blessing you from God because this is a mountain of corruption. I don't know where in the sheriff's office could be the person doing this. I do believe Andrew Panzer was represented as a Florida bar person and then became a sheriff somehow. And he came in and all of a sudden, all the good work. You guys had made arrests. You arrested a notary public for forging 6 people's signatures of my family and filing them with the court illegally. But she only got charged with 1 count and none of the victims were asked victim impact statements or anything in the criminal investigation. And we were just pushed aside and ignored. And this is worse than Jeffrey Epstein. Trust me, it's going to be a massive story soon. And you can read them all. They're coming out all over the country right now about guardianship abuse. And we've got a ton. And all these people...
I'm on like information overload with
okay.
The amount of stuff you're going through.
All right, Daniel.
I need to take a look at the document.
I trust you. I'm putting my life in your hands, so I hope you are a God-fearing man.
It's received here now, and we can start moving forward with it.
Okay.
Hey, good luck with where
And by the way, I'd love to come in with a group of people to meet a detective and file new complaints based on new evidence, and if you guys can steer me to that person who will have a meeting with several attorneys and victims who all have valid crimes and information of the crimes, I would love that. And all these people who are depending on me to get their complaints filed with you will love that. So we need a conference room and 12 chairs, basically.
Okay, yeah, that would have to be approved above my head.
So okay, put that on the list, would you?
When we get to it.
Okay.
Good luck in your wherever you're moving. You're staying within the PBSO, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way.
All right. Thank you.
Godspeed.
Thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.